While the major Democratic presidential candidates are in full campaign mode in New Hampshire, President Bush is gearing up for his election campaign. The president's top political adviser, Karl Rove, says he's not worried about who the Democrats pick. He spoke on the North Lawn of the White House with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
The president in the State of the Union address suggested that the war on terror remains the nation's number one priority. Does that make it harder for President George W. Bush to run against a retired general, Wesley Clark, or a war hero like John Kerry?
I think if the war, as you, that's a good way to put it, remains topic number one, people will judge the president first and foremost by his performance and leadership. I mean, I recognize there are some people, as the president said, who don't really view this as a war. They view it as some kind of law enforcement action. All we got to do is issue a number of warrants and put a couple of people in jail, and that's it. Well, this president has a much different view of it.
In the Democratic campaign, taxes have been a key point of debate. The suggestion is that this president has cut taxes that benefit the rich, but that the middle class have had a hard time and are suffering as a result, especially with a jobless recovery.
Well, it's one of the big differences between the two parties. Most of those tax cuts start going away starting next year. For example, next year, if Congress does not act by 2005, then every family in America will pay $300 more per child per year. And what we're going to see is a big division between the two parties, where one party says we want to put the money in the pockets of the people who ought to be making the decisions about spending and saving and investing that will keep our economy growing, and we'll have the other party saying we want taxes to go up at a time when our economy is struggling to get on its feet.
All right, so let's pretend that I'm a Democrat and I say, but that tax cut does not equal the size of the deficit, the cost to states, the fact that tuitions have been rising at colleges and universities, state universities for children who want to attend, that social policy programs may be undercut by the size of the deficit. So do you want the $300 tax cut, or do you want a stronger, more financially stable state and federal government?
Well, it's not every state in the union has got big economic problems. Take the state of Colorado, for example. It's getting good. Its finances are in good shape. Many states around the country, Florida's got a good budget situation. Why? Because you have governors who have restrained the insatiable appetite of government for more and more people's money to spend on programs. So I don't buy the argument that we ought to raise taxes on everybody in America because some governors and some legislatures have not been able to restrain spending.
How does the president brag about the economy at a time when this administration's been, since this administration's been in office, 2.3 million jobs have been lost?
Well, look, we could toss around numbers all day long about job loss, but the reality is this president inherited an economy that began to slow down in 2000 and was in recession the first quarter when he took office in 2001. And despite all the economic difficulties that the country's come through, it's a pretty remarkably resilient economy when you think about it. I mean, stock market tanks, economy's in recession, new president comes into office, bang, along comes 9-1-1, and then we have corporate scandals that shake confidence, and then we have the war in Iraq, and yet the economy has grown at a pretty remarkable clip over the last several quarters.
All right, one last thing about Charles Pickering and the recess appointment of Judge Pickering to the right. Fifth Circuit. Is Pickering a one-time event, or do you plan to push more judges for recess?
We're going to continue to press forward for the president's nominations to the appellate bench to be approved by the Senate, and if they are held up unreasonably and unfairly, we will use whatever constitutional means are at our disposal to get these people on the bench.
Karl Rove, thank you very
much.
Thank
you, Juan.
Karl Rove is assistant to the president and a senior advisor at the White House. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.